So hi everyone. So my name is Hervé, and I'll be talking to you about the data at rest encryption. How is it implemented in MariaDB, MySQL, and the Procurement server? So quick overview. So main goal of this talk is to provide all the features that you can get encrypted. First, why use it? What's getting written to disk? What's getting and not getting encrypted? A bit about key management and how to do backup. So what do we mean when we say data at rest? Data at rest in information technology means inactive data that is stored physically in any digital form. So it's like databases, spreadsheets, offset backups. So most of the data that's collected is being collected because it has some value. So even if you're just hoarding the data, it has some sentimental value, I guess. So data at rest encryption, or the other term is that I've seen is transparent data encryption. It provides a layer of security for the files that are stored on the disk. This means if your data gets stolen, or someone that gets access to your server, even if they copy the data, they still can't use it without the encryption. So either that, or maybe you have you don't want the server operators, if you have a hosting somewhere, you don't want them to get the access to the data. So this is getting more popular with the GDPR, and even in the last few years, you've seen lots of data leaks from the databases. So what's getting written to disk? So system table space, the most familiar file is IB data one. So it contains double write buffer, change buffer, and data dictionary. So undo table space, most famous files are undo 001 and undo 002. And you can have your own user-rated table spaces. File per table space, this is if you're using InnoDB file per table option. Redo log, IB log file 0, so then general table spaces and temporary table spaces. So other log files, these are error log, general log, audit log if you have the audit log plugin. So what's getting written to disk, but it's not encrypted. So currently, data at rest encryption only covers InnoDB. So other storage engines are not supported, like Myrox, TokuDB, MyISM. So QueryLog, GeneralLog, ErrorLog are not also being encrypted. AuditLog is not encrypted, but as always, we have exceptions. So ARIA storage engine is in MariaDB. If you're using MariaDB, it's getting encrypted. It can be encrypted, but only the storage engine, not the ARIA logs. So audit log, so in Procurement server and MariaDB, audit log plugin is a community based. It's free to use, but it's not. There is no option to that you can encrypt it. But in MySQL 8, audit log plugin is enterprise feature, and they also have an option to encrypt it. So key management. So in order to enable the encryption, we need to configure the server to use some of the key management plugins. So these plugins are responsible for both the management of the encryption and for the management of the encryption keys and the actual encryption and decryption of the data. So there's one important thing is, like, all of them like support multiple Keyring plugins, but only one Keyring plugin should be enabled at a time. So enabling like multiple Keyring plugins is like not supported, and it can result in the data loss. So, and like the real thing is like the server won't, if you like enable multiple, server won't complain. So Keyring plugins. So in MariaDB, we have like three file key management. It's like a basic key management plugin. It reads the key from the plain text file. So, and MariaDB also offers like they have like a nice tutorial on how to encrypt this file, so it's not readable by users. So AWS key management. So you can use this with the AWS key management service. So the ePerry key management. So I got this from the documentation, MariaDB documentation. But when I got to the links of the ePerry, it shows like 404. So I'm not sure if it's like supported or not. So Percona Server also provides Keyring file plugin. So it's like a plain text file. But currently, it doesn't work if you encrypt it. So it's only like a plain text file. So Percona Server also provides the HashiCorp Keyring Vault plugin. So if you use like HashiCorp's Vault, you can store the keys there. So So MySQL also provides the Keyring file plugin. But they have like a few more, I think like five or six, but these are only available as enterprise. So when you're encrypting the production data, you need to make sure that you don't lose the key. So if the key is lost, you lose all the access to the files. So not good. But also, I've seen this in a few cases. People backup the key with the data, so it's like locking your house but leaving the key in the door. Or so that's not a good idea as also. So on the stuff that's encrypted in MariaDB, system table space encryption. So it stores the double write buffer and the change buffer. It can have like one or more data files, but the most popular one is IB data. So it's encrypted in MariaDB since 10.1. So it was GA'd in October 2015. So it's like 4.5 years. So it's also available in Percona Server 5.7. Currently, it's experimental. So this is the InnoDB sys table space encrypt variable, can be used to encrypt it. So they're also available in Percona Server 8.0.13, but not available in 8.0, in MySQL 8.0. So there's like an important limitation with this. You can use this only when you are like initializing the database. So it's like you cannot convert the system table space from the encrypted state to the unencrypted or vice versa. So if conversion is like needed, you create a new instance with the initialize. You set up the InnoDB table space encrypt in your config file, and then you like start the service, and then you move your data to that instance. So MySQL system table space encryption. So this is like 8.0 specific. In 8.0, MySQL 8.0 and Percona Server 8.0, MySQL system table space contains the MySQL system database and the data dictionary files. So to enable it, you can just do the auto table space and set the database and Solidity, yes. So this is like not available in the MariaDB because MariaDB is like doesn't separate the MySQL system table space from the system table space. So undo table space encryption. So these are the like most popular files are like undo 001, undo 002 from the also available in MariaDB. Like most of these features are like available in MariaDB for like 4 years. So in Precona server, currently experimental, you can use this variable to do it. But G8 in MySQL 8 and G8 in Precona server. So there are some limitations when you use this. So when it's like once you enable it, you can't actually disable it. So I mean, you like you'll always need the carrying file to be carrying plugin to be loaded because once it's turned on, the server can't guarantee that there aren't any privacy record in the undo table space. So like this is not something you want to test on your like production. So file table space. This is one like one of the earliest features available. So it's available in 5.7.11 MySQL and same in Precona server. We got it by the upstream merge. So how to use it? Yeah. So read log encryption. So like if you like encrypting the InnoDB tables and don't have like encrypted read log. So data written to the encrypted table still may be found in the read log. So okay. General table space also available since in like this is like G8, most G8 feature as well. So you can use it by creating the table space something and just add the encryption option on. So temporary table space encryption. So this one is like fun. So available also in MariaDB a while ago with these two options. In Precona server 5.7, it's still experimental. These are the variables that you can use in 8.0 available in it's like G8 in Precona server, but this is still not available in the MySQL. So these are like what's getting encrypted here. So it's like the IB temp file. This is the file that gets created on the server side. So and the temp files, what's covered is like file sort. That's like, for example, when you want to select with a statement like that has like SQL big result and with enhance and like binary log transaction caches and group replication cache. So replication. So binary log contains the sensitive information, right? So that's used to copy data between the servers. So in other words, like if you get everything encrypted but you don't encrypt the bin log, someone can still see all of your data. So that sucks. So but the thing is like this is only like bin log is being encrypted on the disk. So you still need to do the like TLS if set up the TLS for the replication to get the data encrypted across the network. So so limitations. So when the one of the things if you do the you can encrypt this feature encrypts both of the binary and the relay logs. So if you set the feature on, and even if you don't have the binary logs on by default, relay logs will still get encrypted. So once you get those encrypted, the problem is limitation is that MySQL binlog cannot read them directly. So, but you can use them. You can read them by setting up the read from remote server option. So, but this option like requires the server to be running. So, in 5.7 and MariaDB 10, if you encrypt the binlog, it requires the server to be restarted for changes to take effect. In 8.0, in both MySQL and Preconcept server implementation, once you set the binlog encryption, server automatically rotates the log and the new logs get encrypted. So backups. You can backup the encrypted data. That's probably a good feature. So you can use Preconcept extra backup to backup the MySQL and Preconcept server. Maria backup for backing up the MariaDB stuff. You can use MySQL dump to backup for all three of them. So the thing is, like with MySQL dump, if you do the backup, it won't be encrypted by default. So how does this look like? So encrypt all things in MariaDB. So features, this is like the nice one. So how to set up the, how to encrypt the file key management. And it's like the in Preconcept server, it's like this is the example with the HashiCorp vault. So URL, secret, all the features in. MySQL 8, I use the king file. So this is what gets encrypted or not. So all of them. So the MariaDB team takes the credit for leading the way with the data at rest encryption. Most of their features have been here since 10.1 release, and that's like, as I said, like that's like 4.5 years, probably more. So another thing that's important is like all these features are disabled by default. So you have to set up the queuing file, queuing plugin, and enable each of these. So also like each of these have to have like a special option that you can, that you need to set so it get so they get encrypted. So currently there is like a, there's no like master switch to enable, you say encryption on and everything gets encrypted. That's still not in. So so in the period of like a year and a half, so this table looked completely different, except the MariaDB things. With PS, Preconcept server 5.7, some of the features were available, but were only experimental. And for MySQL, it had only file per table space encryption and redo under log encryption. So, So, like, if you want to know how the sausage is made, there is like a talk from my colleague Robert in the UA2 room. He will have like a more detailed talk about implementation of this feature in the MySQL and Preconcept server. This is like more internals oriented talk. So, even if you don't want to attend the talk, you can watch the recording if you're interested in this. So, these are the resources and. Thank you. Okay, this is me. Questions?
Four questions, yeah. Any performance considerations as in a summary of?
Yeah, so regarding the performance, I haven't done any benchmarks, but from the like I've seen from the MariaDB documentation, they say like 3 to 5%. And I've seen somewhere like around 6. So. Thank you.
My question was exactly the same.
Okay.
If you want to change the key, what happens?
Oh yeah, there is.
Just asking.
Yeah, you can. I didn't cover this because you can like rotate the keys. So there is like a separate thing.
You need to re-encrypt all the data?
Depends on the implementation. Yeah. I mean, so the thing is like it depends on the querying plugin you are using. So.
But I know that some implementation you need to redo everything. Sometimes it's just some key that change.
Yeah.
It's not my. Not to know. It's painful. I don't know.
Any more questions? So the question was, how does this compare with the file system encryption? So you can do that, but this is like more granular. So you still have the encryption. This like makes sense if you like if you're like in the hosting environment. So you have like someone that needs to get the access to the data, the other data that's not the MySQL MySQL data. So that's the separation. So you can get, you can manage all the stuff, but you can't see the data. Okay, thank you.